Stoyte i thuaj Rabbi Yochanan Vozner.
Rabbi, so I don't know if any of you have had this experience, but a number of years ago, I went to Germany to Mispalo Kivri Ovis and rented a car. Everything worked out smoothly until I got back to the airport. I had about an hour before I could catch my flight, and I was looking for the order return, for the rental return, and there were signs, you know, auto rental and half German, half English, exit, Ausgang, whatever it is. And somehow I missed the exit. Another 10-minute delay, I found myself going past all the terminals. And I came around the second time, and again, there's like six different arrows with four different lanes. And again, I went right past it, and I found myself going to Terminal A, Terminal B, Terminal C, and coming around again. And, you know, really, I have to catch my flight. I'm getting panicking already. It's the third time I'm going around, and I missed it again. Third time, Rabbi Isai, already 1,951 years we're going around the circle in Golos, and somehow we can't find that exit sign to get out of it. Nachamal around, and Nachamal around, another 3 weeks, Ben Amsarim, and another Tisha B'Av coming up. And the exit sign, Mela, I had a shtickel excuse. The signs were in half German, half English, but the exit signs to get out of the Golos are very, very clear. You know, the Welt says that there's still two things left over from the Churban Beis HaMikdash close to 2,000 years ago. Still two things that are left. Kosel Maravi and Sinas Chinam. Those two things are still there. Right, black and white. The exit sign is very clear. The Gemara says in Yuma, Mikdash Rishon Mipnei Macharev Mipnei Shleisha Devarim Shahayabai Avodazara V'Gila Arayas V'Shvichas Damim Avo Mikdash Sheini Shoyoyoyskim Baterev V'Mitzvah Zizgmel Chasadim Mipnei Macharev, the second base of Mikdash. They were Isaac in Torah and Mitzvah Zizgmel Chasadim. So why was it destroyed? Mipnei Shahayisabai Sinas Chinam Lela Metcha Shashagula Sinas Chinam Kenegas Shalash Averis Damim. So it's very clear, we all know, the exit sign to get out of this circle, Nachayir, Nachayir, is Sinas Chinam. And the Chavetz Chaim writes many places that Kol Doi Shalai Nivne Beis HaMikdash B'Yamav, Kilo Nechrav B'Yamav, if we haven't built it in our days, it means we're still guilty of the same Avera that caused the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. But the answer possibly is, this is based on the Vilna Gaon, maybe the exit sign is not so clear. Maybe it is in a foreign language. Sinas Chinam. The Sinas, everybody knows what the word Sinas means. Sinas. Not hard to describe what Sinna means. But what does Chinam mean? Sinas Chinam. There should be hatred for nothing. What do you mean for nothing? He did something to me. He did it in Avla. So what's the Chinam? Something else. We're talking about something that a sinas chinam. What's the type in this chinam for nothing? There's a sinner for nothing. Tomorrow we're going to learn Parshas Pinchas. Pinchas ben Alazim and Aaron Akoyin Heishivis Chamasim al Bnei Yisrael Kanois Kinasi B'Soicham. Incredible act of zealousness, Kanois. And the reason why we're Miyachasim to Elazar ben Aaron Akoyin, Ben Elazar ben Aaron Akoyin, is the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, "Hey, Shvatim Mevazen." I say, after he killed Zimri, the Shvatim were Mevazen him. Reisem ben Puti, Ze Shepitem Avi Imay Agalim Lavezka Chavin. They made fun of him. This Pinchas, his grandfather was the one who was Mefatim Agalim Lavezka Chavin. He fattened calves for Lavezka Chavin. Vaharik Nasi Shavit Miyisrael. Very famous Chazal. Only problem is you know, you can say that his yichus is from Aaron, but he still has a yichus to Yisrael. It doesn't change the facts. It's an einikel of Yisrael. And why did they call him Reisim ben Puti? Why couldn't they say Reisim ben Yisrael? Let's go back a couple of parshias to Parshas Korach. You all know that Moshe is arguing with Korach. Vayomer Moshe al Korach, Shimono b'nei Levi, Hama'at mikam ki hivdel al kei Yisrael eschem adas Yisrael. The Sfasemis asks over here the Lashon Hama'at Mikem. L'chayr should have said Hama'at Lachem. Should have said Hama'at Lachem. You're not happy? Is it not enough? Not good enough for you that you're a Levi? Said Hama'at Mikem. It doesn't make sense. Hama'at Mikem. You should state the Hama'at Lachem. Another Ha'ara the Sfasemis asks. At the end he says L'chayn Ato V'chol Adoscha Anayodim Al Hashem V'aroin Mahu. Suddenly, Aaron, this is Moshe Rabbeinu's brother, the Gadol Ador, Aaron HaKohen. And Aaron, what is he? What is he? He's Gonish. Aaron's a Gonish. That's how he's speaking on Aaron. And another kasha we can ask is famous Gemara in Bava Basra, that the smoke was coming out of the ground. Everybody knows it's the place where the Kairach and his Mishpacha are there in the ground, and every Rosh Chodesh they hear the sounds, Amrin. There's a scream coming out of the ground. Amrin Moshe v'sayrasay emes. V'hein, referring to themselves, v'hein badoyim. The kash over here is, you know, I can understand after all these years and they recognize the truth. Moshe emes v'sayrasay emes. But v'hein badoyim v'shteitzach. If Moshe is emes, there's one truth. So if Moshe is emes and his Torah is emes, so v'shteitzach, you understand that we're liars and we're fakers, we're frauds. So what did he have to end? What did he have to add with those words? V'hein badoyim. I heard a story from Magid in New York, Rav Ram Atchamalach. He said of a beautiful story. It was a big gadol. After the war, he was Mashkiach in Chidush Yerim, his name was Rabbi Gadol Eisner. And a Yid once came to him, to Rabbi Gadol, and started to pour out his heart, all his tzaras, his boss yesterday at work. He screamed at him and yelled at him. And this boss used to learn in Chidush Yerim and in the yeshiva there. And maybe the Mashkiach could speak to him, he doesn't know what to do. He screamed at him, yelled at him, he was mavazah him. So Rabbi Gadol said, you know, let me tell you a story. He said, last week I was by a Levaya in Bnei Brak. Levaya, ultra Yid in the 90s. And, you know, you go to Levaya and a 90-year-old Yid, Mishpacha comes, and Shechinim, neighbors, usually there's no tzaokas, there's no tremendous crying, there's a few sniffles, maybe from the close Mishpachas, but Bechias Neiros was one Yid there. Mamish Bechias shaking away. Bechias Neiros, his mamish crying away. You know, it reminds me of the story they say by Rothschild, at the Levaya of Rothschild, there was a Yid crying away. One of the people went over to him and said, I don't recognize you. Are you one of the family? He says, no. He says, so why are you crying? He said, because I'm not one of the family. You know. Right, you know, all right, see, Mela, you know, this man left over a few million dollars, maybe you're crying, but regular Yid. And this. So he went over to him afterwards, he said, Yid, you know, you're not a Mishpacha, you're not a Shochen, you knew him so well that you're crying so much. He said, I want to tell you the truth. I was talking to Emes, about an hour ago I found out that a business deal that I invested in, I lost all my money. Still, nothing. Lost every penny. Invested hundreds of thousands of dollars. I lost all my money. I'm an adult. I wanted to cry. I wanted to burst out crying. It's past minutes. I say, you know, you're in the office and you're by the phone, to burst out crying. I walked out and I saw Levaya. I went there and lost. I let myself out over there. It was a good excuse that I let myself out. Now, Levaya, and that's where it all came out. Rav Gadol Eisner turned to this Yid, I want to tell you something. You should know, if your boss is screaming at you, there's something deeper inside. Nah, I'm telling you, maybe there's 2% where he has a shtickle tain on you, go home and forget about it. He chapped the Levaya. There was episode, he got an excuse there, he got him in a set. There's something deeper bothering a person. And that's why he's crying. Chassidus HaSfam, they write, B'derech Tzachos, they write, Shavaseinu Kabel, with Shema Tzachiseinu, Yedeya Talumas. If you hear Shema Tzachiseinu, if you hear someone screaming, you try to find out what the Yedeya Talumas is, what's under the surface, what's the reason, why he's crying, what's the shrai, where it's coming from. You know, a little child sees a car driving along the road. You know, a child thinks that the wheels are making the car travel. That's what the child thinks. He sees wheels, that's what's making the car go. He gets a little bit older, he thinks that there's a man inside and turning the steering wheel, and that's what makes the car go. When he becomes an adult, he gets older, he chaps that there's an engine inside, and that is what's driving the car. Something called a koyach hamaniah that's driving the engine. You look at a plane, a child thinks it's the wings. The wings makes the plane go. But everybody knows, any bar das knows that it's not the wings that makes the plane fly. There's an engine inside. And so when you see somebody shrying, when you see somebody with a taina, there's a koyach hamaniah, there's an engine that's driving. And the Ramban writes, Taka, what was the engine? Ma rol a koyach l'shtuska there? What did the koyach have to do? What's deeper under the surface? Avadi came with tainas about bayis chulat chelas and about the mezuzahs with Allah frum and ganzu shulchan aruch. All the tainas. Excuse me. Let's put that aside. Now let's find out what's deep inside. Let's find out what's going on inside. And the Ramban says a koyach niskana benesiyas von elisof manizil. In Dasam Vavirim, you don't have to look with a magnifying glass. They got their long time tainas against Moshe Rabbeinu. And 250 Rashi Sanhedrin says, the Ramban says, they were Becherim, they felt they should have had it. No, but they were looking for an opportunity. Oh, suddenly, after the Meraglim, until now, Moshe Rabbeinu's stock was a mammoth rising. Nobody could say a word against Moshe Rabbeinu. But now, wait a second, you know, things are not going so well, you know, the Meraglim, they're all upset, and maybe Moshe Rabbeinu's fault, and now suddenly it all comes out. It all comes out, with all the frumatainers, with all the Tabayi, the Kulam Kadoshim, why are we different, what's the difference? It's all coming, there's an engine inside, there's a kinner inside. That kinner comes up and it covers it up, with all the times that came out over there. I think the Kotzker Rebbe used to say that kol machlokes shehi l'shem shamayim is sefer l'izgayim. Pashim Shat in the Mishnah, of course, is if the machlokes l'shem shamayim, sefer l'izgayim, good things will come from it. The Kotzker used to say, if the machlokes is l'shem shamayim, if people say, if no, I'm not doing it for the machlokes, I'm doing it for the guy is doing a tremendous avla, and he'll bring shulchan aruch, and he'll bring all his rise, else l'shem shamayim, then you know the machlokes will go on and on. Well, go on. I myself was once involved in trying to make shalom with two people, and the person, it's not me, Chas Shalom's Kvod Abba, it's my father. They say, how can I be Moichel? And this, come with it. I knew there's nothing to talk about. Nothing to talk about. Once it starts, come with it. You can open every chazal and chat. It's not going to help. It's not going to help. Lebed Tavarov, who's a Polish Rebbe, you say, by Saita, we know, by the Mayim Ma'arim, the Eibishter says, Kedai. As Yimach Hashmi, Kedai Lahashkin, Shalom Bein Ish Leishtaitz. Kedai, says the Rabbi Shalom, that my name should be erased, that there should be Shalom between Ish Leishtaitz. And the Rebbe used to say that the Eibishter says, if you want to have Shalom in Ish Leishtaitz, if you want to have Shalom between two Yidden, then Yimach Hashmi, leave my name out of it. Leave the Rabbi Shalom out of it. And you come with the Frum Cheshboinus, that's all Negias, that's deep down, there's an engine driving it. But passage to say that I have kinna, I have gaiver, I have covered, you know, my covered has been stepped on. It's passage. A little child does that, not an adult. So mele comes with all the chazal, with all the rayas, my father, my zaydin, the yichus, and this, all shtusim. Something driving, there's some midirah that's driving him. So mele, yimach hashmi, leave my name out of it. The Rebbe said, leave my name. You want to be mashkin shalom, you want to make us, you want to stop a machlekes. Kol machlekes, shi l'shem shemayim. If it's l'shem shemayim, forget about it. It's going to be sefer l'izgayim. It's going to go on and on and on. A person, that's what the person has, Nebuch. A person has negias, he'll come with all the tainas, he'll say, it's not yoshe, it's nishrichtig, it's not a chutzpah, it's cake in the shulchan aruch. You have to find out what's driving. What are the negias of a person? Shalom Shadron said of a story, Rabbi Reuven Grzovsky remembers the story, that there was a Yid in Russia that moved into a town. He was a new Yid in town. He was a Gvir. What he didn't know was that there was a previous person in town that had milked every single person available. He borrowed. He was one of these people that, you know, they say that one of the rayas that minig is stronger than din. Somebody told me, And one of the rights that minig is stronger than din, because the din in Shulchan Aruch is if you borrow money, you have to pay back. But the minig is not everybody pays back. You know, so you see that minig is stronger than the din. So he was one of these yid who held the minig very stark, and he borrowed money and he never paid back. And he got to the point where he was a she'en yidei lishul. He had no one else to borrow from. Ah, a new yid comes into town, and efshe ken smibog, maybe he can lend me some money. They warned him, this person never pays back. Now we're talking about some mitzvah. He looks such a rachman. I tell you, don't lend him money. He's not going to pay you back. Yeah, but he's such a rachman. And I'm sure me, he won't. He's not going to. I'm a new person in town. He would never do such a thing for me. Okay, he didn't listen to the advice. He lent him money. After 6 months, came for time to pay up. Allah hadam. Lahaya Dvarim Ma'il, and the person denied an upshot. I don't have the money, I can't pay you back. Mamish Lahaya Dvarim, but denied the whole thing. Oh, you're denying the whole thing? So go to Bezdin. Apparently, this Bezdin had a minig that they were still, Kehila still in Europe sometimes. They would actually make a shvur. Make the person, yeah, Yilahadam, make a shvur. It's masking to make a shvur. Took a chevish al kedusha, something. I swear that I don't owe this person a dime, a nickel, garnished. What? A shvur shov? He starts screaming, a shvur shov? Mamash, for the next few days, he was going around, was right in the base of Medrash. How can you swear falsely? And he's alive in the Torah. It doesn't bother me, the money, I can be meichel the money. But for a year to swear falsely, and it's going on for 2-3 weeks, he can't zachnish beruig, and he can't settle down that the person of the shvur shov. How's it possible? 2 years later, this yid came into the Beis HaMedrash. He gave a bang on the bima to Rabbi Yisai. When I asked Mechila Barabim, I was mavaza this yid. I went around saying that he was over the issur of shvur shov. And when I asked, what happened? The yid paid you back? He said, no, he didn't pay me back. So what happened? So I'll tell you. He said, I happened to be visiting a cousin of mine in a different town. And he asked me to accompany him to a din Torah. And you should know the exact same thing played out. My cousin had lent somebody money. And the same thing, he denied the whole thing. And also, this town had forced him to make a shvur. And he made a shvur shav. Mamash, he swore in front of Beis HaMedrash, he doesn't owe him a penny. And guess what? You know, bothers me. But how come I wasn't going around for 3 weeks banging a shvur shav? What's a shvur shav going around? And I chapped. You know, when it's my money, then it's it doesn't bother me the money. And I chapped, it doesn't bother me the money. Shvur shav, right? Yeah, but someone else's money, right? Someone else's money. Yeah, okay. So you see, deep down when a person screams, he can scream shvur shav, he can scream whatever he wants. But deep down, this yid said, and Avshalom Shvadron brought this out very beautifully, it's the negias, he lost his money, and that's the shrai, and that's the cry. That's what's coming out of the person. The Bali Musa asked, why is it that a person doesn't, why don't they wish to make a person with one eye? I mean, much more convenient, you know, guys. One big one, like, oig malach haboshen, pull the oig, maybe that's right. Right? One big eye, you'll be able to look around, you know, beautiful over there. And the terrace is because a person has to have two eyes. There's two ways to look at everything. There's this objective way of looking at it. There's a subjective way of looking at it. Person has to know that and has to be emistic with himself. How am I looking at it? Am I looking at it with negias atzmi? Rabbi Yisrael Salanter always used to say that a dayan, everybody knows a dayan, l'sik ha-shoychet, not to take bribery. But we're all dayanim. Every minute of the day we're dayanim, judging people. And there's an issur also to take shoychet. And the lashon of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter is ve'ein sheichet kinegias ishius. There's no bigger sheichet. There's no bigger bribery than a person's own negias. And a person's a negia. I say a mice with the shach. The shach, the person wrote the commentary, Shulchan Aruch, Goyen and Godel, Shapsi or Kain. And one time he was asked to be a tayin, to be on behalf of somebody in the din Torah, to be a tayin. And he came and argued in front of the Rav. This was in a nearby town, whatever, but the Rav didn't even know that this was the Shach. And he was arguing on behalf of his client. And the Rav turned to him, he said, you know, it's a very, very interesting taina that you have, but I want to tell you something. There's a shak in Shulchan Aruch connected you. Shak in Shulchan Aruch that says Mamash Befesh, not like you. Now here's the shak tining for this person, and he himself wrote in the Shulchan Aruch, not like that. But when you're representing a person, you're hired by this person to represent, you just don't. So you wrote yourself in the Shulchan Aruch, wrote punkt verkehrt what he's tining now here. He said, after you see how the negius of a person can drive a person mamish lehepach to the amas. Mamish lehepach to the amas. He himself wrote to the Shulchan Aruch, not like that. And here he is, and he's tining on behalf of this other person, mamish kineged what he wrote. So this Rabbi Malach said over, Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky, he writes something very similar. He said, you know, you have this mother-in-law, she's beredenzech to her neighbor. He says, oh, my son-in-law, Shmuel, he's going on one of these trips to Europe. What a chitzpah. He's going 10 days, he's going to Europe, and he's going to Lizhensk, and he's going to Bobov, and he's going to Hiv, to Alilantz, to all these places. He's leaving at home, a wife with 5 children, irresponsible, you know, Merganza holds Russia. The neighbor says, yeah, which tour is he going on? He says, oh, this and this tour, you know. Taka, you know, I hear that your son Yankel is also going on that tour. My son Yankel is going, wasn't that tour? Yeah, he deserves it. He needs the rest. You know, he could do with a good break. He said, but he's also leaving a wife at home. No, I'm not leaving a wife alone. He has 5 children. They'll be able to help. You understand? So a minute ago, this irresponsibility of this Yankel is going. My son-in-law is going on the trip. He's leaving a wife and 5 children. Ah, my eigener son Yankel. Oh, for him, no, he deserves it. And what if he's not leaving a wife? He's leaving 5 children. They're going to help. They'll be responsible for kids. He'll daven for them. They'll be matzlich. They'll grow up much better. That's how a person has negius, doesn't see the emes. And as we mentioned before, you know, a little child is open enough, not embarrassed to go and say to his friend, come, you know, you chepered me, you started up with me, you don't like me. You know, he said it straight out. An adult is embarrassed. Adult is embarrassed to say, you didn't give me enough covered. Right? Or I'm jealous of you, that you have more money, or you're more maslich than me. You can't do that. Nobody wants to bear his own schlechte middos. So therefore it starts coming up, and you start finding fault with somebody, and you find an excuse in somebody. Right? And Mimela, you know that all the times that you're saying against the other person, it's all baloney. There's nothing there. So I'm ready to go Rashi in Vayikra. Rashi in Vayikra on the Pasuk. And Rashi goes through all the cheshbonos. What happens is, first the person, the marshal, like someone is eating on Shabbos, he's eating by a kiddush, whatever, a suda, someone goes to him and says, hey, that's boira. What you just did was boira. You see, the person says, yeah, but I've been doing this for the last 63 years. What do you mean? What do you mean? You're telling me this is boira? Yeah, this is boira. So, now, wait a second, if the person would be an ish emes, he's a boira, you felt, right? I didn't realize this, you know? Let me sit down to the Shulchan Aruch, and I'm going to chazer Allah, because I wasn't aware of this. But the nature of a person, boira, wait, let me see, everyone else does it? He looks around, he sees Taka, people are not doing it. Wow, these people are so fanatical, you know, how it goes, people are fanatical, and where's this coming from? They have this rav over here who's a black-headed, the extremist, fundamentalist, religious. And what happens? One thing leads. That's what she says. That's what happens. V'loy sasim mishalei talmudim. When you didn't learn the halachas, right? Then v'chakaisi talmudim. Mo'yis b'acheir mo'yisim. The next step is that you'll make fun of others who do it. Mishpat ha'tigal soyne chachamim. The next thing is soyne chachamim. Levilti ha'seis meneyes achen. Then you try to stop others from doing. You know, don't go to that shul because that guy's a meshugana, right? That's the way it happens. Because a person is one thing leads to another. That's the derech of a person. The nature of a person is. Because he has such negias, his own covered, that he'll fadrei, he'll make up, he will deny the emes. It's incredible. Incredible. I remember which year it was, in the 1950s, it was a Shemitah year. It was an unbelievable nace. There was an infiltration of locusts in Eretz Yisrael, which destroyed the crops of Kemat, every single farm in Eretz Yisrael. There was one farm that kept at that time Shemitah, it was Moshav Komamias. And the Brisker Rav was still alive at that time. The Brisker Rav says, "Sipri Niflei Sai, that you it's a mitzvah pasha to speak about this nes. You saw clearly that Moshe of Kamimis wasn't touched, and all the surrounding Moshavim and farms, everything was destroyed." There was a Baal Tshuva learning in the yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, and the Rebbe was saying over this story. It's a Shmita and Shvias. You see about Mamish. Offen a Nisim, open Nisim. Here the Kamimia says, that's next door where I grew up. I live 10 miles down the road. This can't be true. I mean, how come I never heard about this? So he goes and he calls up his father, who's not religious. He says, Abba, is this true? I mean, they say it's in the newspapers, they say it's a fact. There was a locust that destroyed everything. And an open miracle that Moshe of Kamimias that kept Shmita, it wasn't touched. So the father, not religious, says, sure I know about it. So how come you never told me about it? I mean, why didn't you become a Baal Tshuva just from that? He said, Baal Tshuva? I remember our teacher took the whole class there, took us to this kibbutz, right, to this Moshav Kamimias, and said, look at this. Look at these filthy charedim that even the locusts won't touch their, right? Even the locusts won't touch their food. Look at that. You see in front of your eyes, look how filthy charedim. You hear? A person, when he has negias, how he has a distorted view of the emes, can mamish turn everything mamish lehepech. Mamish just upside down. Right? We know the halacha is that edim, apostle, kravim, are apostle to give edus. Two brothers can't give edus. Okay, I can understand l'chayv. I can understand l'chayv. But l'tayv, l'mutav, why not? My brother's going to come and testify on my behalf, why not? I can understand. Yeah, or the other way around, l'chayv. I understand that the tayv is going to, he'll be biased, but l'chayv, why not? Test is a karev automatically. You know, you say there's something called vertigo, right? Something called pilot vertigo. Syndrome that pilots sometimes have, that the pusher, that's why they have to have so many of these gadgets in the plane, because sometimes they get so confused and disoriented that they don't even know whether they're going up or down. They can be flying down and they think they're going up. There's something called vertigo. The pusher becomes distorted, you don't see the amos. That's what's going to happen. A person can live a life like this father, this person, and look at this, the stinking charedim over there, the filthy charedim. And even the locusts won't touch their food. They won't even go into their moshav. Shlomo Shadron says about himself, I wouldn't say it over his time, but Shlomo Shadron says he was once invited to one of these to Meishav. He was there for Shabbos, and it came Shabbos morning. You know, everybody knew Rav Shlomo Shadron was the Meidig of Baal Tefillah in Chevron. He was in Yom Nerayim, he was the Baal Tefillah, so he was expecting that the Baal Tefillah will come and be Mechamed and Meshachris. No shachis. Okay. But everyone knows I'm a kohen. Rav Shalom Matcha kohen, right? I'm going to get kohen. He didn't even give him a leaf for kohen. And they knew that he was a kohen because they didn't call him up for Yisrael, and they didn't call him for Shlishi and not for Shishi either. Ah, wait a second. They're probably going to call me up for Mafta. They're going to call me up for Mafta and the stomach with a Musaf and that happens to be Shabbos Pashas Pinchas. Mamish like this year, right? So Mamish is going to be Mastamad again, Mechavad. Didn't call him for Mafta. Not only did he not call him for Mafta, when he came to Musaf, he saw the Gabba was looking around for somebody to daven. He looked at him, he looked around, and he saw nobody else was going, so he went to daven. Okay. Came, it was Shabbos, not Mavarach, it was Shabbos or Shchedesh, actually. It was Shabbos or Shchedesh Av. Came the Gabba as it comes to Chazaras Hashatz at Tikanta Shabbos, right? And Rav Shlomo Shadron said, "You remember three times he gave a bang. Atta Yitzarta, Atta Yitzarta, Atta Yitzarta, three times." And afterwards he said, "I'm telling you what the three times were. The first Atta Yitzarta, the scream was because I didn't get Shachas. The second Atta Yitzarta was that I didn't get Koyan, and the third one that I didn't get Mafta." That's where the Atitzata. That's where he came out. That was the Shrei, the Shavasein, right? You hear a cry, you have to know what's the engine driving it. Yeah, he said on himself, I felt bad. You just ignored me. I come and you invite me for Shabbos and that's it. No Koya, no Mafta, no. But that's what happened. Atitzata. Religious, you find a place religiously where you can give a drasha. So the Svasemes Amiri Gezach. Svasemes says, that's what they said to Korach. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said to Korach in a very edel way. Vayomer Moshe Korach, Hama'at Mikem. Maybe a little bit of this is coming from you. Not Hama'at Lachem. Hama'at Mikem, Zuk the Svasemes. Maybe a little bit of this shrying and all these tainas, all these religious riots that you're bringing, bias, molis, forim, and the great tzitzis with chelas, ma'allah zachen, hama'at, mikem, maybe it's coming a little bit from you. And then he said, v'aron mahu, what's Aaron? Everything that Aaron does is 100% without negias. There's nothing of himself. You should know, Kerech, that you are coming with Negias. That's what, like the Ramban says. It's all coming from deep down. There's an engine that's driving it. Mikem is coming from you. Aaron, there's nothing of Aaron of his own. Everything that Aaron does is B'li Negias. Everything. Chaznish writes in the letter. Moedig Aloshen. Chaznish writes, if you'll tell me on Adam Gadol that he sometimes eats Shreifas, Ulai, he could still be an Adam Gadol. If he tells me that he has negias atzmi, then you should know that he's a katan shebeketanim. It's impossible for a person to be considered a godly Yisrael. I think another place he said even he doesn't know every Tosfos and Shas. He'd still be a godly Yisrael. But if you don't have negias, right? If you have negias, katan shebeketanim, says the Chazon Ish. In fact, the Be'er Moshe says a beautiful word. The Be'er Moshe says, by Yosef, it says when Yosef was revealed himself to the brother, it says, Hitziyu kol ish me'alai. Hitziyu kol ish, he davened to Rebbein Shalom that now I'm about to reveal myself to the brothers. Rebbein Shalom, I'm asking that there shouldn't be one drop of ishius, of negias atzmi when I reveal myself. And attack of the Abish, listen to him. V'loy omad ish itoy misvada Yosef elachiv. There was no ishius, there was not one drop of ishius when Yosef was misvada. It was 100% Hashem Shalom, nothing, a little bit of a shtet. One would think naturally, Yosef, after all what he went through, a little bit should be personal. A little bit. No. There wasn't one drop, 1%. That's godless. That's Moshe Rabbeinu was a godl. That's why he didn't want to be mekana against Pinchas, against the Zimri. Why did Pinchas have to do it? Moshe Rabbeinu, they came to Moshe Rabbeinu. Zimri said, am I allowed to marry this lady? And he said, Chas v'shalom. Excuse me, and you married the Midianite? You also married. As soon as it became personal, Moshe Rabbeinu recused himself. So I can't do the kanos of it. Ramosha, in Igros Moshe, writes in the Tshuva that if there would have been 1%, one iota of personal negir in Pinchas when he killed Zimri, he would have been a Ritzeach Mamish. In order to be kanos in Poigim, it has to be 100% Hashem Shammai. Klai Yisrael didn't know that. Klai Yisrael, Be'emes, Klai Yisrael should have done this kanos themselves. Klai Yisrael should have taken this kanos. You see a person like a person doing such a horrible avera, the rabbin, they should have been, but if Moshe's not doing it, so we should do it, and then suddenly they see Pinchas. Takes a remech v'yodah, and he goes and kills Zimri. And now, at this point, they felt bad. So instead of saying, you know what, we missed the boat, and we could have done it, and so now they started, that's the nature of a person. You know, they feel bad, but you don't want to feel bad. So you start finding fault in somebody else. And they came to Pinchas and they said, you're a Ben Putti, right? You're a Ben Putti. You're an Enikel of Yisrael. You're an Enikel of Yisrael, and that's why you were never chosen to be a Kohen. You see, Aaron and his sons were chosen to be Kohenim. You weren't chosen to be a Kohen. Why not? You're a son of Pinchas Ben Elaz, Ben Aaron, so why are you not a Kohen? The terrace is because you're also a... You're also what? From Yisrael. I'm a Mela. And you know why you took Nekama against Zimri? Because the Gemara Takedashans in Saita, that he was called Ben Putti. Why was he called Ben Putti? Because Shepitpeit, Saloshna of the Gemara there. I want to say to that from Mem Gimel. Why would he call Ben Puti? He was Ben Yosef Atzadik Shepit Beit Beyitzra. You're an enikel of Yosef Atzadik. Yeah, and what happened to Yosef? Who threw him into the bay of the Midyanim? Oh, so this is not, this is personal. This kanash was not, it wasn't real kanash. Again, they feel bad that they didn't do it. So instead of just admitting and saying they missed the boat, that's the nature of a person. You start trying and you find fault in another person. Yeah, you had your own person in the gears. And who was the one that threw you into the boat? It was Shimon, right? And who's Zimri is from where? Shimon. It's all personal. That's the negius of what comes out. That's where you see the negius. You have to know everything that happens when you see a person shrying, when you see a person yelling, a person got tinnitus. What is the engine that's driving him? What is the engine that's driving him underneath? And Amela, we can understand a little bit what sin is chinam. Someone showed me an article, a true story that happened in London. There was a guy working on a building site. He was on the first floor of the scaffolding. Came lunch break, right? Time for a lunch. Jumps off the scaffolding. But as he jumps off the scaffolding, he lands on a plank of wood with a nail sticking out. And the nail goes right into his foot. And it's jammed in his foot there. Screaming and screaming in pain. You know, his colleagues come, they try to move. Hey, don't touch it, don't. They call the paramedics, what's called the St. John's, I don't know. The ambulance comes, and they're stuck. Got this big plank of wood with this nail sticking to his foot. They don't move me at all. They try to give him an injection of, I guess, Novocaine just to anesthetic or something so they should be able to pull it out. He's screaming, he's writhing in pain. They have no choice but to put him in the ambulance with a piece of wood sticking out with a red flag, you know, outside over there. They take him to the hospital with the wood, with this 8-foot plank of wood with the nail in his foot. They bring him in the hospital over there. They give him like a double, triple dose Percocet, whatever. They give him an anesthesia over there, right? He doesn't feel any sensation in his foot. They cut away his boot. And they pull the nail out. The nail was in between his two toes. It hadn't touched, there wasn't a single drop of blood, nothing. It didn't touch him at all. There was zero there, it was nothing. This person was screaming and yelling and screaming and yelling. It's like the Vilna Gaon, that's what sin is chinam is. There's nothing there. It's really your own midas rois, which you found because you're not honest with yourself. You can't look at yourself with an honesty, with an emes. Klaus Megarov once said in the Apostle, I say the ishes amisai, right, with an ayin. But the oisius mischalf is the ayin and the aleph of mischalf, le sayna ish es amitai. Don't fake that you every yid has in the panemius of his heart. There's an emes there. Don't distort that emes. Don't try and find fault with another person. Don't be a hypocrite. I once met a yid and he tells me, I asked him why, not a religious person, why he doesn't go to the synagogue. He said, it's full of hypocrites. I said, don't worry, there's room for one more. There's room for one more. Come on. Right? Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky said he was once in the airport and he meets a yid, wie gehst du? Schweiz. Oh, the vacation, holiday? No. I heard that Rav Shamshon Fowler here said that La'osid Lovei, a yid is going to come up to Shemayim, and they're going to ask him, Haben Sie gesehen meine Alpen? Did you see my beautiful Alps? So, Mamela, Mamela, I want to be able to go up and get a chance to see the Alps. Yaakov Galinsky, he didn't tell him, but Yaakov Galinsky in the Drasha said, he's worried about that question in Shemayim about, did you see the Alps? And he said, what about the questions about Nesatzav and Nesatzav Amuna, or Kavatitim Latayra, at Tzipisa Li Yeshua? Those questions, he's not worried about. Rabbi Yisai, we're holding now in the 3 weeks, and we're looking for the exit sign. We're looking to get out of this circle that we've been going around for 1,951 times in the same circle, and we keep on missing the exit. And it's because of one thing that's called sinners chinam, like the Vilna Gaon, a person has to realize it's all the person himself. Got to look in the mirror and ask himself, what's the truth? And if he's not capable of doing that, he should go to a good chav and ask him, why am I screaming? Why am I upset on the other person? Is it because I'm really upset? Or because I have raya midas? I have a schlechte person. I have schlechte midas. It's my covet. He stepped on my covet. So it's my problem, not his problem. And all the rayas and all the shulchan aruchs and all the avlas that I'm speaking about, it's all a cover-up. It's all a fake. It's all a fraud. And if that doesn't help, go to a rav. That's what a rav is for. Tell a person who says, like, you should recognize the emes. That's what it's all about. Leib she help and taka. So peace to Yeshua. That's going to be what we're damning for. Kilish Ashko Kivina Kalayim. So Leib she help and taka. The Tzema Chemishi Yil Asas and Asimchi. We should taka with Zecha. The emes to Gablik. The Zecha to Binyan Beit Hamidus and Mashiach. So Kenu Bim Hervi Amen.